the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue, let's talk about bicycles and things like that, but let's start with the safety kit, particularly as it's getting much darker now. Because I want to start by, you have on your list of items a radar and tail light from Garmin. Tell us about this.
It's a really curious device and yet incredibly useful, Matt. The idea is see and be seen. And it is essentially not just a light, but a rear view radar for your bike. And various display options, you can pair it with your compatible Garmin device or your phone or both. But basically, it shines brighter. It has daylight visibility that lets approaching vehicles see you from up to a mile away, believe it or not. It's really good battery life, about 16 hours of battery life in day flash mode, which I think you should have it on. And it's small. It's really easy to mount. It'll go pretty much anywhere on the bike. And you get, I suppose, superior visibility. And also, this idea of the radar means that you get visual and audible alerts for vehicles that are coming up behind you from 140 meters away.
So this is the Garmin Varia. And where can you get it? How much does it cost?
Costs €200 direct from Garmin. Garmin have an Irish store. You can get it in retailers, and I've seen it both for less and for more in Irish retailers around the country. But good value, Matt.
Okay, and then tell us about the Lumos Ultra helmet.
And this, the Lumos helmet is a really, really nice device. I think it's about €130. They make a couple of different versions, and it is essentially a smart cycling helmet. It's got integrated lights. It's got wireless turn indicators, so makes you more visible. And also, I think one thing both for cyclists and for motorists, bikes become more predictable in traffic, and that's really safe and really worthwhile. Front and rear LEDs, they have this 360-degree visibility, so you can be seen easily. There's a version with the multi-impact. It's called the MIPS model. It's about €10 extra for people who think that they might want to go for that. I suppose it's extra protection. But all-weather ready, as we come into the winter, as you say, those lights, the turn signals, it's designed for everyday commuting, and I really like it for that.
You also have a set of headphones. And before you tell us about the particular headphones, I mean, is it really safe to wear headphones when you're cycling?
Well, it depends on what headphones you're wearing. You and I often talk about headphones, and we've often discussed noise cancellation. Wearing headphones with noise cancellation on your bike or on your scooter is not a good idea. I wouldn't even do it on the street, because you're not going to hear people, dogs, or more importantly, perhaps traffic. However, these are the Shokz Open Run Pro 2's new version. About €190, you'll get them in the shops or online. And they are open-ear bone conduction headphones. And that lets you listen to the audio, but you get full awareness of your surroundings. Because of the bone conduction, you're not filling up your ear with something that blocks out noise. It's an open-ear design, and so your ears are free for traffic awareness. And often with these headphones, these bone conduction headphones, the bass isn't very good. I've tried these, and they're actually really nice, clear sound, despite the bone conduction fact. Titanium frame, ideal for riding on the bike, and they're water-resistant, Matt. IP55, so sweaty on the bike, a little bit of perspiration, but also the rain as well. And I think that's worthwhile. And you can take your calls on them or get your navigation in the ears from your phone.
It's reached that time of year where it is getting a bit tougher to do the cycle, not just because of the rain, but there's a bit more wind and it's cold. So I suspect some people will be looking at maybe getting that little bit of a boost from an e-bike at this time of year. You've got some to talk to us about, the Carrera Subway e-hybrid 2.0.
Great name, sounds very sporty, and it is, because this is much more rugged and but also affordable, and comes in at about €1,400, I think. And of course, by the way, we should mention, don't forget the cycle to work scheme. So there is a tax break available on bikes and also for e-bikes. This, and Matt, this is really good technology. I mean, it kind of reads like a Formula One spec. Hydraulic disc brakes. You've got a memory foam saddle, which is really good for long commutes, and about 35 kilometer range. One of the absolute best entry-level bikes you can buy.
Okay, and then you've got a cargo bike, a cargo e-bike. I think the cargo bikes haven't really taken off in recent years as much as some people might have expected.
They haven't, and yet you see them on the road. And funnily enough, I was in kind of in just in the city centre the other day, and I saw one for sale outside somebody's house. And I remarked on the price of it. It was practically the new price of the bike. So I was kind of surprised. However, the Tern GSDS 10, they're expensive. They're about 5,500-6,000 euros, but that's what these cargo bikes cost. And it's got a Bosch cargo line motor, so you get huge torque for heavy loads. So essentially, if you're carrying a lot of stuff to work, you work for yourself, you've got tools, materials you need to bring, or two kids, or an adult passenger, Matt, 210 kilos of cargo will fit and can be powered and driven by this bike.
Yeah, but where do you park it?
Well, it's a good question. It's a big bike. I agree. But one thing is clever. This vertical storage, it folds upright, so you can save the space indoors. So if you're bringing it home, great. Or if you're bringing it to the office, have a chat with the boss, and you should be able to fold it upright and store it in the corner.
Okay, and then you've got Segway is still a thing, is it?
Segway is still a thing, and they've got better and better over the last few years. The Ninebot F2 Pro, there's an F3 Pro, which if people are buying on the Segway official website or in some of the stores, you'll see the F3 is out. Why I suggest the Ninebot F2 Pro to you is list price of 500 euros. There's about 20-odd% off this. I think it's down to 399. So that's a really good value, premium commuter-friendly e-scooter. A lot of built-in safety and comfort tech. It's ideal really for city roads, obviously not footpaths, and it is compliant with our e-scooter regulations. There are integrated turn indicators, so that's front and rear signal lights. You've got, believe it or not, you've got traction control, TCS traction control, and it really does prevent you slipping on wet roads. It's compatible with Apple Find My, so you can have it on your iPhone just in case you're worried about where it is. And decent range, Matt, for a scooter, up to 55 kilometres per charge.
And then one last one, an all-weather e-scooter, the Pure Air Pro Plus suspension.
And this is a real all-weather scooter, absolutely built for unpredictable weather, given what we're maybe expecting over the next weekend or two. But this is class-leading water resistance, really comfortable, IP65, so that's going to handle heavy rain and puddles. Really nice front suspension, so you get a really nice smooth ride on rough roads. Puncture-resistant tyres, they have this kind of self-sealing 10-inch design, and a brake light. Really for all season riders at 129 euros, 130 euros, really good entry. At 529 euros, it's a really good heavy duty scooter.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue. And Andy, by the way, we're looking forward to, we're going to have the tech show back next month. We missed last year, but we will be coming back towards the end of November, I think, with this year's event.
We will, and we have a year to make up for, so expect absolutely jam-packed for the show, Matt.
Excellent. We'll give details to all the listeners nearer to the date of when they can enjoy that. Andy O'Donoghue, we'll see you next Thursday for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.